590 The Fan, The Morning Grind, Martin, Tim, Jim, Jen, all hands on deck. I love this station because you could have, you know, Whitey Herzog on 1 hour talking sports. You could have Seymour Butts on talking to Tim about websites. You could have Jenny McCarthy on here dropping swear words. Mm-hmm. And you got Frank walking around, who's kind of the bastion of sports journalism in here.
Well, I kind of take a, was that a shot at me?
No, the whole show. And then Frank is cracking up, and I'm like, what's so funny? He said, I just walked back there, and I heard producer Joe on the phone telling somebody in Las Vegas that he's the producer of a reality show. This thing's unbelievable.
He's getting nowhere on this pursuit.
The cat has left the studio now to help Joe in their attempt to find a hotel in Vegas that'll play ball. They all keep saying you have to wait till the PR person comes in. They're 2 hours earlier out there. But Frank is like, unbelievable. He's thinking about today's questions. Is Carpenter the greatest ever? Was last night's Rams win the greatest ever? He's working on his show prep, and he overhears Joe and
trying to book
show,
a hotel.
Please, yeah, I'm a reality show producer. We do a little thing called Laguna Nights, and I just wanted to know if the guys could talk to you about maybe getting a room in Vegas or something. This is The Morning Grind.
I was just trying to help Joe get it done.
I'm not going
to
have you anywhere.
I called some of the crummiest hotels, and they all got to clear everything through corporate.
Wow. Well, I guess we'll line this up for tomorrow.
Hey, I'll work on it.
Zed, you're on with the cat, 590 The Fan.
I tell you, Jim Edmonds couldn't be any more correct in calling this the Howard Stern Show with no personality.
Hi, Zed.
I thought it was a sports show.
Well, who told you that? Where'd you get that information?
I don't know. 590, it's always been a place to go for sports. And
really?
Now it's serious radio. Because
so why
I can't
is
hear it here.
KMOX is a news station, but they put conservative propaganda on from 11 to 2.
Conservative propaganda. The short man that can't.
What does that mean? I don't understand. When I threw a round point in your face, you came back with a trivial personal insult. Do you have anything
well, you're a
substance?
Trivial idiot. I mean, it's like talk sports. It's what you're supposed to do.
Don't listen, bitch. Don't listen.
Don't
listen. It's real fine. Trust me, we got plenty of people that do. We don't need a guy named Zed to listen
really
to the show.
Doubt
We're
it.
Fine.
I really doubt it.
You really doubt it. You want to wager on that with me?
Yeah. What's your ratings compared to, like, I don't know. I mean, there's really no good local shows to really compare it to, but I mean,
well, back it up. I mean, you were going to say something. I mean, but what? Back it up. You were going to bet with
I mean,
me. Let's go.
Just, it's just I go to your guys' station in the morning after the Rams play, and I realize it's preseason and big win by the Cardinals, and nothing. It's just all about some entertainment report that nobody cares about.
Well, I always fancy that these grumpy people that call in seem to think they can speak for everyone.
Well,
that nobody cares about.
Friends from the zoo?
That nobody cares about.
But what about,
what about the segment that
we talked about Carpenter
for
and
the
Clemens
first 40 minutes of the show
from
in the 8 o'clock hour?
8:35.
And then we talked about the Rams from 7 to 7:20. Zed, if you don't like it, don't listen. It's real simple. I don't understand the problem with switching
the
station.
I just happened to go through there, like I said, hoping to hear something about something that happened.
I think we ought to give Zed his own show where
he
can break down
it.
The stuff.
Zed,
do you want to do a show?
Shows like what Zed would like.
Zed, do you want to do a show?
The one that's on right now. It's no doubt about that.
You think you could? I would love to go up against you.
I bet you would.
I would love to go up against
you. You'd like
you.
To make out with Zed, I think.
I'd love to bang Zed. I will bang Zed. I bet Zed's been banged before. Zed, have you been banged before?
By your wife.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, bazing!
The live shot. That's probably true. Zed, is your name Zed?
No.
Hey, Zed, I haven't done my entertainment report
yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
But I'll be doing it this segment. You should be sure to check it out.
Okay, yeah, I'll stick around.
Buzzing.
Thanks.
Zed, how old are you?
I'm 29.
I know. I actually believe Zed's a younger guy. I really do believe this one. It's not like a Betty situation where she's saying she's 35. Zed legitimately... What's your problem? Why are you so unhappy and you know, old?
Well, I'm serious. It's like I turned it on hoping to hear something about anything.
Don't you know what we've been doing here for the last 14 months? I mean, this shouldn't come as a surprise to you.
I know, but I'm hoping that at some point someone's going to step in and stop it.
I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately, for
hey,
you.
Hey, Zed, do you ever write into Sound Off?
He seems like a Sound Off guy.
No.
You post on the Tiger Board?
What's that?
You post on the Tiger Board, Bernie's Press Box? Where
no,
are you?
I have Sirius Radio, and I clicked it off to hope to hear something local, and it was nothing. It was just smut.
There are other stations. Just listen to them. I mean, it's fine.
Zed, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Why so compelled where you had to call in and, you know, I just clicked, if I don't like some, I just clicked to another station.
Well, I mean, if you want, I don't know, it seems like we're in America here and you can actually have you can voice your opinion.
I agree. See, I enjoy the fact that Zed had the nerve, I would say, I'll say it, the balls. I don't know if I can say it, but to, no, to call in and
he's actually a good-natured guy. I like him.
I don't like him, but to at least speak.
I like him better than you, Tim.
To speak his mind and not run to the program director or the general manager. I mean, at least he had the nerve to do that. So I tip my cap.
I called information. They offered me three different numbers, and I thought, I'll go straight to the source.
Good for. So I tip my cap in that regard. My whole thing is, especially, and I stereotype by saying it's usually the older people that call in and complain. I do believe that to be accurate. So this is a rare exception. But in Zed's case, I'm curious what rubs him the wrong way outside of the fact that obviously we don't.
I've got a 10-minute drive to work, so I didn't get to hear your other segment.
St.
But
Charles?
Like the 10 minutes I'm on, it's all about, I don't even know what the hell you guys are talking about. I was kind of trying to find something about last night's game. I clicked over to KMOX. They had a little sports blurb. And that's all I got. You know, and then I go to Sirius, and they're talking about, like, the Cowboys or some crap. And it's like, you know, I want to hear about the Rams, and I want to hear about the Cardinals, and I can't find that.
But we did talk about those subjects earlier, Zed.
Well, so maybe we need a Zed segment.
Off his buzz from the night before, guys.
Well, why don't you call in when you're in your car, and we'll do a Zed segment.
That's what we'll do from now on.
How's Perfect. That? How's that?
Perfect. You
tailor it to your needs.
And we'll do
what
it.
What is today? Tuesday? Every Tuesday from now on.
No, you can do it every day. We'll
just
do it.
Just call. Tell us what time. And we'll, I remember one day I called Frankshire. I was livid. They did nothing on Vile Women. And you guys had talked
That's
all morning
right.
about it.
That's exactly right.
And then
on
Frank,
Vile Women.
And then I remember I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and he was talking about, like, liberal things. And I was like, why isn't he talking conservative things? I mean, that's what the show does, right?
That's right. Well, guys, good talking to you. I got to go to work.
Bye, Zed.
All right. Bye. See you, Zed.
Why do you pick the name Zed? Is that freaky character from the Bruce Willis movie?
Zed? I saw Zed on hold, and I thought, this is a joke.
No,
that's
I talked
what I thought.
To him in the other room, actually.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
I thought, this has got to be a joke.
Cat's taking calls on the other side.
You doing
the
money grind?
I was trying to arrange
well, little
to
buddy's
speak
busy
to some
calling
hotel.
Vegas.
Yeah. No, I was trying to help Joe, and he handed me the phone with a disgruntled caller.
I, in the greatest of sincerity, appreciate the fact that he came on the air and voiced his displeasure.
Right, most
with the
people
program.
Are hit and run.
Because, now...
He also had a reason. He had a legitimate reason. Good for you,
yeah,
Zed.
Yeah, but he's only in his car for 10 minutes. The show's 3 hours.
But, I mean, but then thank
but
you,
everybody
Chasey.
Sees
exactly.
it in their own world. I mean,
and that's
I
fine.
Could call up Stearnsfield and say, hey, you didn't talk at all today. All I heard was a commercial block. It was forever. And then the local guy at the point did an update. I wanted to hear Stern. Well, what time were you listening? Well, that happened to be when we hit our monster break and we did a local update. I know, but I wanted to hear Artie make a joke. Well, the 10 minutes you were listening, we were in our monster break, and we went to the local update.
I still don't get calling in, though. I understand.
I support.
I kind of like it.
Kat, you don't understand. I can't imagine. Well, Evan kind of hints at it, the general manager of the station. I know Rob, the program director, gets all these emails and phone calls complaining about the show.
Those are just from me.
And yeah, those are just from Martin.
But if I'm listening to a radio show or watching some on television and I don't like it, I don't bother with calling.
See, now I understood
I
at the start of the show, the first few months, where people are like, what the hell's going on here? If you were used to what it used to be, then it's a little surprising, and especially in a city that's so resistant to change. But this has been going on for 14 months. This shouldn't come as much of a surprise, you know?
That was the surprise.
Zed was the surprise.
But you know what? We fixed it. So he'll call in. We'll talk
it.
Whatever he
we
wants
shot,
to do.
We shot, we fixed. So, but I tip my cap to Zed for coming on. I disagree with him, and I think,
he also
you know,
didn't seem like a hateful, bitter guy. He yeah. just had a legitimate
disappointment. He sounded like he was laughing the whole time.
So, a little disappointed.
I tip my cap to the fact that he came on. And like not like some of these old cowards that won't do so,
yeah,
but
he
will have all
your
the...
wife into it. He talked about
that's
your
fine.
Height.
That's real... You know,
it was very 12-year-old
yeah,
humor.
Yeah, I mean,
buzzing.
I don't like it. I don't like it, too.
Who cares?
I don't like it.
My wife sleeps around. You know that. You know that firsthand.
Can only hope. Hey, Jay, you're on 590 The Fan.
Guys, I want to congratulate you on handling Zed the Head, Needle Nose Zed. Very classy.
I call
him
a
bitch. He obviously doesn't get it.
You're damn right he doesn't, Jay.
He doesn't listen. Well, he may listen to the show, but... hell, I don't know if he does or not, but what an idiot. At any rate, I got a Vile Women comment.
Wait, hold on.
Sounds
minute.
Like Dump Truck Time.
Jay, hold on. This just hit me, and it hurts a little bit. When the people that call to defend us are dumber than the people that call to rip us, it makes me feel bad.
Oh, no. What do you mean? What are you saying
Jay,
about Jay?
Don't take that.
Why do you unite with the enemy? You're like one of those wrestlers that's all of a sudden going from good guy to bad guy.
Let's do this. Let's alienate all people.
What's your Vile Woman comment, Jay?
Well, I just had a group of them, but I don't know why the cat wants to hammer me. I'm calling in and defending you guys. Man, you handled that well. You handled that with class.
The cat is a jerk.
Cat's a jerk.
And a fraud.
You didn't cuss him out. You asked him to, you know, display his displeasures. He did it, and now you're a cat's hammering me.
What's a cat's friend? Call the cat
the
a dirty
cat
Jew.
Sucks.
Do it. Call the cat
you
a dirty,
dirty
Jew.
Pig? What are you calling me names for?
Nice. Say something, cat.
Jay, I think you just made my point.
Jay, I agree with you, the cat,
okay,
and...
I want to know how I'm a bigger idiot than the guy who called in with a display.
Oh, Jay, if you know, Jay, if you just, listen and you're on board, you know we make jokes.
Around.
Relax.
Just jokes.
I support you,
sorry
Jay, and I hate the cat.
Sorry if I offended your delicate sensibilities, Jay. I apologize.
I hate the cat.
I honestly, I could care less. I'm just having some fun with you guys.
So
I'm
is the cat.
Your chain going here.
There you
all
go.
Got
good
to
work.
I called the cat a
say?
Pig, and it was all good.
Good work.
You got
good
my
work.
Chain
all right.
going.
Nicely done, Jay.
All right, good job, Jay. I don't know who's... we hate Jay, we hate Zed, we hate the cat.
We hate everybody.
We hate everybody.
You hate everybody that's black.
Yeah.
Luke, you're on 590 The Fan.
Hey, guys, don't hate me. I haven't said anything yet.
No, oh, come on. Think, you're dumber than the cat.
Hey, how about... I think Zed's comment was about as ignorant as Kevin Slayton's jacket on the pregame last night.
I didn't see the King.
King had the sport coat, and he had kind of the
horrible.
T-shirt look. Tim, you would have been crushing him for that sports guy look.
Was it a mock turtleneck?
It wasn't a mock.
It was not a mock.
Kind of dress T-shirt.
He was sporting the black T-shirt look with the gray, like, I don't even know, ugly jacket going.
So was it
anyway,
a T-shirt or was it a collared
shirt? Wait a minute,
it was
Joe.
A T-shirt, but it was like a dress T-shirt. And here's the thing that I felt was weird.
Well, then that's a mock turtleneck.
Because the turtleneck has to go up.
Yeah, it didn't have any thickness to the collar.
And he ripped the sleeves off to show his gun, so he had a sport coat with no sleeves.
He had some fake tattoos showing, too. I didn't think anybody else picked that up. But anyway.
Joe was outraged because he picked that coat out for the King. It was a little gift from Lil Buddy for the big show.
Hey, while you guys are taking complaints, I called on Friday to try to get my poll going, and they took my call, and then at the end of the show, they're wrapping it up, and I'm still on hold. What's the deal with that?
That's Producer Joe.
That's Producer Joe. Sure.
Jay is
an
idiot.
Oh, man, that guy is a gentleman lover, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yes,
all
he
right,
is.
See, Luke, we got to run
see,
here.
See, Luke, I thought Luke brought some good points up.
That
the
Joe's
other guy,
a gentleman
Jay,
lover?
Was like, hey, Ned, needle, Ned, head. Hey, hey, don't he get the show?
Ned Needle Nedhead?
That's what he was on. He was in some kind of rant.
I'm going to the box press. I'm going to hang out with Frank and Brian.
Ned Needle
hey,
Nedhead.
Hey, that Ned don't know nothing.
His name was Zed Needlehead.
I love how Budweiser Mike is priority. It's almost rap time, but Joe says, go ahead and hit Budweiser Mike, and then we'll break. Hi, Budweiser Mike.
What's up, Hoosiers?
Hi, Budweiser Mike.
I think the show is awesome, man. It's the best thing going.
See? All right, our listeners are talking. Yeah, he's very bright.
Zed, do you hear Budweiser Mike? Do you see and hear now what kind of listeners are getting the show?
Absolutely, man. This is the best thing going. Three Hoosiers hosting a show. Don't get no better.
Three Hoosiers hosting a show. There you go. There's a promo for us. Cut that off, Producer Joe.
What do you got going today, Budweiser Mike?
Not a damn thing.
Good for you.
You down at the Lake of the Ozarks again?
I'll be there by the weekend. I'm up in the city now.
Yeah, Lake of the Ozarks Labor Day. That's a big meth fest.
Yeah, it's
up
the
in
last
the city.
Big
what is
party
he, DeSoto?
For the summer.
Up
you
in
guys
the city.
Make it on down there.
You get a big powerboat ready to go?
Oh yeah.
There you go.
It's gonna be nice.
You gonna get those? You gonna get those girls to take their tops off?
More than their tops.
Oh, yeah.
Any employment in your future, Budweiser Mike?
I'm not sure, Kat. I don't know.
He always addresses you. It's like Mike Alden and Mark Sauer will always address right. people by their first name. You know, Jim, that's a great question. The only other person I know who does it is Budweiser Mike.
Budweiser Mike, I'm trying to look out for you, though. We got to get you hooked up with a job, brother.
Yeah. Keep your eye open.
All right, man.
Let me know.
All right.
All right. See you, Mike. There you have it. That was the... Zed segment. Rams big winners last night, 37-13. Wilkins run into, apparently he's okay. Terry Fair, scary incident, apparently he's okay. Bolger looked fantastic. Run defense
Steven Jackson
fixed.
Was outstanding.
Good to see the situation with guard looked solid from the first string. You know, you had Adam Timmer make his debut, and then Tom Newton, really impressive. Yeah, I like the way
Chris Carpenter won his 19th. The magic number, we were breaking down what day it might happen. I'm going to go with the 13th of September. There you have it.
Ooh, superstitious.
Tuesday night.
I wonder if Zed's still in his
Pirates.
Car to hear this.
Yeah, he is.
Now he's going to call and say, I just went to the bathroom and I missed it. Can you guys do it again? Zed, call in tomorrow. You tell us when you're in the car. We'll have the Zed segment. Getting the Zed out. All right, Chasey, entertainment report.
Yeah, nobody cares about it anyway, right, Zed?
I care about you. I care about you. Everything you want.
And you notice none of us ran to your defense.
No.
You pointed out later, I haven't even done the report. We're like, yeah, that's right.
That's
yeah.
a good point.
Thanks,
still
guys.
Haven't.
You know what, Chasey? You got to bring it strong and make Zed eat his words.
I know.
Bring it strong.
I will.
Work in a few sports nuggets in your entertainment report. Throw them for a loop.
Give me a lap dance while you read it.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, this is The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.